Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted the rapidly changing nature of jobs and the growing opportunities in creative sectors such as gaming, animation and filmmaking, among others. In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, the Prime Minister underscored the immense potential of India's creative talents and called on creators to participate in the 25 challenges under the theme Create in India, which is being organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting.
आपके टैलेंट और क्रिएटिविटी को बढ़ावा देने के लिए भारत सरकार का सूचना और प्रसारण मंत्रालय ने क्रिएट इन इंडिया इस थीम के तहत 25 चैलेंजेस शुरू किए हैं। ये चैलेंजेस आपको जरूर दिलचस्प लगेंगे। कुछ चैलेंजेस तो म्यूजिक, एजुकेशन और यहाँ तक कि एंटी पायरेसी पर भी फोकस्ड है। इस आयोजन में कई सारे प्रोफेशनल ऑर्गेनाइजेशन भी शामिल है जो इन चैलेंजेस को अपना पूरा सपोर्ट दे रहे हैं। इनमें शामिल होने के लिए आप wavesindia.org पर लॉगिन कर सकते हैं। देश भर के क्रिएटर से मेरा विशेष आग्रह है कि वे इसमें जरूर हिस्सा लें और अपनी क्रिएटिविटी को सामने लाएं।
Earlier on 22nd of August this year, Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav had unveiled the Create in India Challenge Season 1 at New Delhi. These challenges will serve as a precursor to the upcoming World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit, or WAVES, aligning with Prime Minister Modi's vision of Design in India, Design for the World. All arrangements have been made for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Elaborate security arrangements have been put in place for smooth, peaceful and incident-free polling. 40 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to polls in this phase tomorrow. Out of 40 seats, 16 are in Kashmir division, while 24 are in Jammu region. Campaigning for the third phase of assembly elections ended yesterday evening. More than 39.18 lakh voters will decide the fate of 415 candidates in this phase. The World Food Programme, WFP, has launched an emergency operation to provide food assistance for up to 1 million people affected by the recent escalation between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. A statement released by WFP said, the agency is distributing ready-to-eat food rations, bread, hot meals and food parcels to families in shelters nationwide. This weekend's further escalation of the conflict underscored the need for an immediate humanitarian response, WFP said. This comes after thousands of people had already been displaced, compounding the fragility of a population burdened by accumulated crisis. To continue these critical operations, WFP urgently requires $105 million until the end of the year and calls on the international community to mobilize resources and support the humanitarian response. Prime Minister of Jamaica, Dr. Andrew Holness, will be on a 4-day official visit to India beginning today. This will be his first visit to India and also the first ever bilateral visit of a Prime Minister of Jamaica to India. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Jamaican Prime Minister had met several times on the sidelines of multilateral meetings. During the visit, Dr. Holness will hold delegation-level talks with Prime Minister Modi and call on President and Vice President. Foreign investors pumped in over 57,000 crore rupees into the Indian equities market so far in September. As per the depositories data, foreign portfolio investors or FPIs invested 57,359 crore rupees into equity markets, making the highest influx in 9 months. On to sports now. In Junior World Wushu Championship, Indian team bagged a rich haul of 7 medals, including 2 golds in Bandar Seri, Begawan, Brunei. India won 2 gold medals, 1 silver and 4 bronze medals. India's Aryan clinched the gold medal after defeating Gong Hyun Ran from China in the Boys Group Junior 48kg weight category. And the 14th edition of the Hockey India Junior Women National Championship 2024 will begin today in Ranchi, Jharkhand. As many as 26 teams will compete with each other for the trophy. The top teams from each pool will qualify for quarterfinals, which will be played on 7th of October, followed by semifinals, which will take place on 9th of October. And that is the end of this news bulletin.